We all have these situations. But I found myself like, Lord, I found myself like where I was frustrated, like I wasn't overcoming, like I was just kind of not succeeding in areas of my life like I wanted it to. I wanted to, you know, like, oh, I was going to be this in my church. I lead, but I wanted to be, you know, recognized as the big, as a leader at my church. And I wanted to have this type of show and I wanted to be known. And what the Lord, only thing he ever said to me was, you need to get into the spirit. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'm praying, I'm fast, whatever, you know, I'm doing my thing. And but what I really wasn't doing is I really wasn't applying myself to develop in those areas for this time period of my life, because I really needed to be there. And because I wasn't doing so, I found myself walking into walls, walking into places that I shouldn't have been walking into, but I was walking into it. So when the Lord kept giving me the scripture, as I was struggling and being mad and frustrated at everybody around me, as I started looking at Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12 out of the Living Bible, I started reading it and I started looking at it and saying like, well, okay, I'm reading and reading. And then all of a sudden it started ministering to me. A sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them. The sensible looks away and suffers the consequences. And I kept letting that sit and talk to me for a little while. And then I started realizing that my frustration was from my unpreparedness. My failures were from my unpreparedness. My undiscipline was from my unpreparedness. My not going where I should be was from my unpreparedness. I was seeing the danger, but because I wasn't prepared, I was like, oh, I can knock this out of the way and keep on going. But I wasn't. I was putting myself into more of a problem because I wasn't preparing myself and allowing myself to be prepared to deal with it. And when the Lord showed me how to prepare myself, I wasn't doing it. Sometimes God can put people in your life that challenge you to do more. And even though they don't do along with you or go where you go, they're there to challenge you. Sometimes the only thing, the challenge that God gives you may be to pray more, get into the spirit, because you may find out that some of the people you may be around that you might be like, oh man, they're right on my level. We're going. And he says, they're not even in the spirit, but I need you to be in order to deal with them, because they're dealing with things that they're barely making it through. And I need you to not be barely making it through. I need you to be able to walk through this thing and keep going, because wherever I'm taking you is going to take you deeper. But I need you to find me deeper than where you are. The problem is I was trying to fish out into the deep sea, but I was standing on the shore. See, there's nothing worse than having a line and it's just dangling and it's there, but you can't catch anything and you can't feast on anything, because your line isn't designed for the small fish. It's designed for the big fish. So when you pull in, they're breaking away from the hook. And what God's saying, step out deep into the water, onto that boat, and go further out where you don't see the land anymore. And trust me in the middle of it. It's something when you're by the shore. It's something when the water's by your heels. But it's something when the water is over your head and you having to stay above it. And you're like, Lord, I'm trusting you in this situation. See, what happened is I wanted to be where God trusts me. But the only thing about it was I wasn't willing to prepare myself. It's like saying I can lift 700 pounds, but I don't practice weightlifting. I'm going to kill myself. It's like saying I can drive a race car. You can drive a car. But the only thing about it is if I'm not used to driving a car at 200-300 miles per hour, I'm going to kill myself. See, God's not into you being more than what you can be. He prepares you and tell you to prepare yourself to get where you're going. So many times we've listened to people who tell you how they got from point A to point B. All the small things they did was there to prepare them. If they weren't willing to let go of things, they weren't willing to get anything. See, I have to learn to sit back and say, Lord, I wasn't willing to give up anything at that moment, so I suffered the consequences of it, a loss that I shouldn't have took, and I should have been further along. So I went from 20 steps ahead back to 10. That was a pattern in my life, and the Lord kept saying, you aren't preparing yourself for the next step. That's why you keep having this problem, and I was mad and bitter about it. Lord, you should have been knocking this out. You should have did this. But all he said was, you didn't prepare yourself for the next step. You saw what was coming. And you just walk right into it. But if you'd have prepared yourself, you would have went around it. You would have went around it. You would have avoided it. You'd have went under it. You'd have let it pass you by. Not even accepted it. You wouldn't even thought about it. You'd have kept on going. But that was me. So I suffered with it. And today I want to challenge you. Don't make the same mistake I made. Go. Prepare yourself. If it means avoiding triggers that people keep throwing at you, do it. See what God's got for you. You know he can do it. Don't let those things that are dead drive you to things that are already deader. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for allowing me to come before your people today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Be challenged, grow, and I hope you like this message. And I hope it's a blessing to you, because it's been a blessing for me, one of my life lessons moments that I have, and I want to share it with you.